ish. It says im ein li ish kodel. If he doesn't have any relatives, that means you have to check it out. If you stole from a ger, that's a man, so you have to check him out, make sure he didn't have any children after he became a Jew. But the diik is ish. It says only a man. Ish atet tzorach lachter olav. If this ger is a man, then you have to check him out to make sure he did not have any children when he became a Jew. Im yesh le goyim v'im lav. But katon, if you would know for sure that this person you stole from, this ger, is only a katon, then i'ata tzorach lachter olav. You do not have to check him out to see if he has any children, Rabbah learns. Why? B'yadua shein le goyim. Because for sure he has no children. Since he's only a katon cannot have children. That's Rabbah's diyuk from this pasuk. Ki yia im ein li ish goyim. Ish means only if he's a gadol, if he's a gadol, him you have to check out. Not if he's a katan. So Kitzur Rav Chizdira says that a katan could give birth is not like Rabbah. Esvei Abai has a question to Rabbah. Is it true what you're saying that a katan cannot have a child? Esvei Abai. It says ish in the parasha ein li yelish, maybe only a man. Rashi says gabi shivcha charufa ksiv. If a man lives with a shivcha charufa, that's a shivcha that's half freed, chatzi bas chorin, chatzi bas shivcha, that the master got a marriage, she was married to an Eved Ivri, so it's a new parasha there. She's not married completely because she's still a chatzi shivcha. There's a lav if a man lives with her. That's a parasha of a shivcha charufa. It says over there in the pasuk, v'ish ki yishka b'sisha shichva zera, the pasuk says. If a man lives with her and lets out his zera into her. So now the pasuk says, ish. So we dash in ein liyel ish, maybe only if he's a man. Ben tes shonim v'yemechod shiro l'biyam inayin. How do we know that even a boy that's only 9 years old, if he comes and lives with a shivcha charufa and she does it, so she at least is chayiv the malchus, he's a katan, he's pata. But how do we know that she's chayiv? Talmud Lera, the pasuk says v'ish. So you see, we make an extra drush. It says here ish, that even a katan. And it says in the pasuk shichva zera. So you see, a katan does have shichva zera. So how come Rab holds he can't have a son? Amalei, the answer is like this: yesh loy true, a katan even after 9 years old already has zera. But v'yena moilid, that zera that he has will not make the lady pregnant. He can't make his wife pregnant. And ketfua shleivish lish. It's like you have wheat crops that did not grow a third yet. If you take out those seeds and plant them, even though you have zera, you have seeds there, they will not grow though. So that's the mashal of a son. Even though he's under bar mitzvah, even though maybe he has zera, but that zera will not be moiled, will not make his wife pregnant. Do they chiski a tongue like this? The pasuk says v'chiyozid ish. If a man goes to kill somebody and says lashin yozid, that we dashin yozid means b'mezid, he did it willingly. Now, we dashin ish mezid umazria. Only a man could, does it b'mezid here means that his zera could go out and be murdered, that would make his wife become pregnant. But we ain't cotton mezid umazria. But a cotton cannot do this. That's the drasha of chiyozid ish. An extra word ish here in the Torah doesn't say v'chimezid. If the person killed the mazid, the chaz loshen of yozid, which means mashma bishul, that a zera is hot inside him, that zera could be moiled only by an ish and not by a cotton. Rashi says v'chiyozid midiafke b'loshen mazid. Since the pasuk does not say mazid, it says yozid. Mazid, same thing. Yozid v'loiksev ki yashia. Just should have said a person did something wicked to kill somebody. Ki yozid ish lemei medorish be. Tells us to make a drasha here. That mezid im avashal. It means that his zera is like hot, his roi, to make his wife pregnant. You know? Omalei Rav Mordechai Ravashi, my mashma dahai mezid, lishna de bishulihu. Where do I see that the word of mezid means a lashon of cooking up, of heating something? Like you're telling me now his zera is hot enough to make his wife pregnant? So you see, the prophet says, vayozid Yaakov nezid, and Yaakov, by there, he made him a cholent, he cooked up, he heated up the food. But v'atonah the Rabbi Yishmael ben v'loyav hechidami. That's what we made in drasha. V'atonah the Rabbi Yishmael ben v'loyav. Rashi. That's the Torah Rabbi makes drasha ben v'loyav. So Rashi says ben v'loyav lagabi ben sara mura. It says the ben v'loyav, that only the son could become a ben sara mura and not the father. That's what the Rebbe Shmuel makes a drosha. So the Sagarad, we think now, to the Maya to Ben, Shekva Nolud. What he meant to say is if you have a son that gave birth already, that had a son, he cannot become a Ben Sarimur. That's the deal. Ben Vloyav, only a son, and not if your son is a father. If your son is a father, he cannot become a Ben Sarimur. So now, Hechidomi, what's the case talking about that you have a son, that he is fit to be a Ben Sarimur? Just if he has a son also, there's no Pasha Ben Sarimur. What's the case? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the Aber, Bossa, the Icy, Shtei Cyrus, Shavikash and Rabbah. If you want to tell me, no, that his wife gave birth. He made his wife pregnant. After he became Bar Mitzvah, so come out good according to Rabbah, that only after he's a Gadol. Could he make his wife pregnant? V'yoylid mekame, the Lakiv Zokin, and then she gave birth. Before he had a long Zokin, before his hair on the bottom covered up the Aver, so it means it took 9 months. For the Gemara, no. Miika shayus kuli hai. Can we wait so long as there's still a pasha ben saramaro? For Yomar Rebbe Christof Doi, he said like this: Kol Yomav Shem ben saramaro. You know what the length, the time limit that a boy could become a ben saramaro? Eino elo gimel chadashim bavad. It's only the first 3 months after his bar mitzvah. After he becomes bar mitzvah and he has two Cyrus for the next 3 months, that's the longest period of time that he could still become a ben saramaro. But not more. Once 3 months pass, what we'll soon see, even if he doesn't have a zakan there, without the hair, still he can't be a ben saramur. So here you can't tell me that that his wife gave birth 9 months later. Anyway, he's not a ben saramur then. Elalav isn't the case talking about, l'chur kon to the Rebbe Shmuel, the Abba Mekameh delay sishtei Cyrus, that this son made his wife pregnant before he became bar mitzvah. The Yerlid Mekameh delay kezokin, and his wife gave birth before he had a zakan on the bottom. So therefore, the only reason why this son, or this father now, would not become a ben saramara is because of his drasha ben v'loyav. Ushmamin, if so, there's a proof, according to the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, that katan meilid, that even though the boy is a katan, he's not bar mitzvah, still he can make his wife pregnant. And she gave birth before, 3 months after the bar mitzvah. So according to Kashan Rabba, Zemara says, loy, Liyelam, the case really is the Aber boss of the Isis Cyrus, not like Rabbah. A cotton cannot make his wife pregnant. She became pregnant after he became bar mitzvah. And the Oilid, the boss of the Yaakov Zokin, true, she gave birth 9 months later, way after he had a Zokin. Since so, the Kakasha, yes, the question to Rabbi Kusuf Doi, that anyway this son cannot become a Ben Saramura. It's 9 months later, he only has a limit of 3 months after the bar mitzvah. So I'll answer you like this. That the diak is like this: Ki yoser Rabbi Miyomar, Amri b'Marov, the same as Yisrael. The diak of Rabbi Shmuel was like this: Ben v'loy haroyel likroy sav, a son can become a ben saramara, and not if he has a pregnant wife that looks like she's pregnant. That's what I mean to say. If he has a pregnant wife that looks like she's going to have a baby, so he's a father. He looks like he's going to be a father. For like Ben, her royal liquor sound. Anytime this son has a pregnant wife at home, so he can't become a Ben Saramara. That's the deal over here. So it comes out like this. It could be that this son first made his wife pregnant after he became Bar Mitzvah. And she became Nikar, and when is it Nikar Havlad? 3 months later. This is the reason of Rav Christofoi, that he could only be a Ben Saramara the first 3 months. Because after 3 months pass by, then he's a son that's Roy to be called a father. Since he's Roy then, that his wife should be Nikar, that she's pregnant, therefore there's no more Pasha. But it's true, a son, maybe a Kotan, cannot be Merlid. Kufa, what we just say, Omer Rabbi Krusuf Doi, Omer Rabbi Shavsoi, Kol Yomav Sheben Saramara, Einu Elagim HaKadoshim. A son could only become a Ben Saramara during the first 3 months after his bar mitzvah, Bovad. Now Mishnah, we have a different shear. And now Mishnah says, Mishiyovish Tei Cyrus, from the time when he comes bar mitzvah with two hairs, V'yad Sheyakiv Zokin. So until he has enough hair on the bottom that covers up his gid, so that's another shear, not 3 months. Gemara says true, both are true. Hikiv Zokin, Afagav Le'mol Gimel Chadoshim. If he grew hair there fast, that he has a beard there around the zaver in 1 month after the bar mitzvah, he can't be a ben saramara anymore. That's one time limit. that he could only be a Betzer Maru before he has a Zakan there. But Molu Gimma Chadoshim, let's say 3 months go by, Afagav Deloy Hekiv, even though the hair did not grow there, that's another time limit. Because either one is a time limit. Either when he has a Zakan there, or else not more than 3 months. Both are true. And the reason of 3 months is, his reasoning is because when it becomes bar mitzvah, if he would be married, he can make his wife pregnant, and then 3 months later, it's called nikah havlad, the wife looks pregnant, so he's a person that's royal to be called a father. So at that time, he's not called a ben, he's called a person royal to be enough. If so, Yosef Rav Yaakov min ha-pokut, kaimed Ravina, he sat in front of Ravina. The Yosef Akomi, he sat down, he said over, Mishmei de Rav Huna, pray to Rav Yeshua. Shema mina mid Rabbi Krusuf Doi, I hear from Rav Krusdoi's drosha that a son after 3 months is fit to be called a father, therefore he can't be a ben sarah or mara anymore. That it was said Amar of Shavsoi that you're led this l'shiva. Like, what's going to be if your wife gives birth after 7 months? That still ain ubra nikol l'shlishya meho. She would not look pregnant 1/3 of a month, which would mean after 2 months she should start to look pregnant. That would not be, it will still take her 3 months until she looks pregnant. Why? Because you're going to tell me that at all times she looks pregnant after 1/3 of a time. See, after 1/3 of 7 months will be 2 months and then a little bit and a third. If so, it is possible that you can have a wife that would look pregnant after 2 months. If so, Lomali Gimel, why do we say a Ben Saramara? Has 3 months to still be a Ben Saramara, but Treva Tilsasagi, with 2 1/3 months, he should be able to be called a father, look like a father already. So, why do you tell me now we could kill a son, even after 2 1/2 months, before the 3rd month? No, let's be afraid if he would have a wife, and he would make his wife pregnant, maybe she would give birth after 7 months, say after 2 1/3 months, she'd look pregnant, he'd be called a person worthy to be an av. So how can you tell me you still killed this son until 3 months? So that's the proof that now, even if the wife would give birth after 7 months, she would not look pregnant, it wouldn't be hukar uber, until 3 months go by. Smar says, no, maybe there's no proof. Omalei, I tell you no. Li'olam, really, Emlok, I could tell you that ubra nika lishlish yomer. At all times, 1/3 of the pregnancy, when 1/3 passes by, she already looks pregnant. And therefore, if she would have given birth after 7 months, true, this ben is called roy to be a father after 2 1/3 months. But the reason why I said 3 months is because zil bafaruba, go after rov. And rov people, rov ladies give birth after 9 months. So therefore, I give this general rule of 3 months. So I go bafaruba, the majority of people. Mar says, no. Omru kaimed Rav Huna, bread Rav Yeshua. Omru, he said in front of Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. Omru, he said, over dina nefoshas miyaz lina basaruba. He holds by dina nefoshas to kill somebody, you can't use the pasha of roiv. You have to have a vadai. You can't just go after assumption of a roiv. Because Hatoyim Rotera says, v'shofetu eida v'yatzilu eida. There's a special pasuk here that by achiv misa, not to kill somebody, the Torah says, v'hetzilu eida. At all times, try and save the person. That means we only kill you, he learned up at least, if it's a vadai, 100%. And not if you're only using an assumption of a raiv. That's the way he holds. We hold not like that. We hold raiv is enough. But he asked the question, raiv should not be enough, but in the flesh, the pasuk says, v'hetzilu eida. For Yartzor Matin, you're going to tell me now, zilba saruba, go after raiv, it's not a svara. So the Mara says, Adrua Kaim of Ravina, they brought this question back in front of Ravina. Omele said back to him, no. Over Dina Nefashas Leah Dina Basaruba. You want to tell me that you do not use the Pasha Roiv by Misa? True, you're right. The Pasuk says Vitzilu. We have to try and save the person. But there's still a Pasha of Acharab and Hatois that we go after Roiv, even by Misa. For Yatznam, learn like this. We have the first Mishnah. Echad Oimeh Bishnayim Bachodesh. If 1/8 says that the incident took place on the second day of the month. The Yechad Oimah, the second eight said, the Gimel, that it took place the third day of the month. I saw Reuven kill Shimon on the third day of the month. And the first day said it took place the second day of the month. So the Mishnah said before we had, Eidus and Kayemis, that's still called the Good Eidus. It's not called hachosha. They're not contradicting one another. Why? We just say shezeh yedei biburi shokodesh. The first aid knew that there was an extra day to the last month. V'zeini yedei biburi. Therefore, one thought it's really the same day they're saying on. Just one thought today is the second day of the chodesh, and one thought today is the third day of the chodesh. Now, therefore, the aid is good. Now, if you're going to tell me, that to kill somebody, we do not go after an assumption of a rive, but you have to know vadi 100%. Hani, dafka komasid. Maybe these two people did not make mistakes, but they're contradicting one another. I mean, really, it's the second day of this month, and he means really it's the third day of the month. And they're contradicting one another. So this Eidus should be possible. You should not be able to use such Eidus to kill somebody. Elolav, what's Pshat in the Mishnah before? Isn't the Pshat? Elolav, Mishum the Amrina, because I say, Zil Bas the Ruba. I go Bas to the majority of people. I have an assumption here. And Varuba the Inshi, Avdi the Toye Bibura the Yacha. Most people make this mistake. They're not sure if last month was a Moli or a Chaser. Therefore, I go bust a rive and I kill somebody because of rive. You see, you go bust a rive. That's one proof. I bring you another proof like this, that we go bust a rive. It says, Aloha, bas shalish shanim. If you have a girl that's 3 years old, via mechad one day, miskadesh is babia. If a father marries her off, and the husband is Mekadesha with the Maisa Bia, the Bia is called a Bia. The girl is 3 years old in one day, if a man lives with her, it's called a Bia. And therefore, V'yimbo'leh Yavam, let's say in a case where her husband dies already, and the brother-in-law wants to come and be Miyavma, Bo'leh Yavam Kona, if he lives with her now, it's called a Maisa Bia, it's Kona, it's a Mitzvah Yibam. V'chayavam Oleh Mishumeshes Ish, if anybody else comes and lives with her right now, he's chayif mishumeshesish. She's called a married lady, and whoever lives with her, it's called a maisa bia that he's chayif in living with a meshesish. Or metames boilo latami mishkavata tachton kelyon. If she's a nida, she's metama, the one that's living with her also. That's only through a bia, so it's called a bia. Nisas lakayin, let's say she gets married to a kayin, what? Nisas lakayin, if she gets married to a kayin, oi chelas petruma, she's ladi truma. She's called Eshes Kayin, she's ladi truma. Let's say one of the psulim tikuna would live with a mamzer or a guy would live with her. Posla minakuna, the bia is called the bia, and she becomes posla to live with a kain. Posla minakuna. Let's say her brother, her father, any erva lives with this girl that's 3 years old. They are all killed because of this. But she's potter. She's a ketana. She's potter. But that's the halacha, a girl the age of 3 years old, her bia is called a bia. If she's married, she's called an eshes ish. If a man lives with her, that man is chayv misa because he's living with an eshes ish.